In the studio, we have, you know, I feature a restaurant every week, and sometimes it's just a neighborhood joint, and sometimes it's a kind of famous place. This place, Catch 35 downtown. Sam Burgard is here, and Eddie Sweeney, the consulting chef. Sam is the owner-operator. Welcome, guys, to WGN Radio. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much.
Well, there's two locations, actually. So there's one right here, right around the corner. I can point to that. Where's the other one at?
The other one's in Naperville, 35 South Washington.
It's right in downtown Naperville.
So does the address have to have 35 in it? So if I lived on 35 Main Street, then I could open up a place?
Why not?
Sure. We're looking for more investors, yes.
Really? So you are known for seafood more than anything else. You may be the best seafood restaurant in Chicago easily. One of the best in the Midwest, easily. What is the secret to that, Eddie?
I think it's just good, high-quality seafood, trusting your vendors, bringing in very fresh stuff from all over the world.
That's not because you go out on Lake Michigan every day to get it?
I've been known to do that on a Sunday when no one's delivering. But
what would you catch on Lake Michigan to bring in?
There is salmon out there.
What?
There's nothing that we would serve in the restaurant.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah. There really is salmon.
There is salmon. It's white.
White?
It's white in color. It's not like not very tasty either.
Is pink salmon really pink?
Oh yeah.
So it's not food coloring or
no, it's actually that color.
And what I've learned is that there's different kinds of salmon too. I once had the it's from Colorado. It's the something river
Copper. River.
Yes, it was amazing.
Sure, yeah, that's wild caught. That's from Alaska.
Oh, okay. It's not from Colorado.
It is not.
Maybe I was in Colorado eating it.
They brought it in for you.
Yes. Yeah, specifically for me, of course. So this restaurant is unique in so many ways. One is that you have been around a while.
30-plus years.
That's a while in the restaurant business.
But although in the last year and a half, the whole restaurant has been totally updated, as mm-hmm. well as our menu.
What's your secret for surviving COVID? Because up and down the street, I'm talking about your downtown location, probably Naperville, too. Some restaurants, unfortunately, didn't make it.
The secret is taking things day by day and being...
Was it tough at times? Did you actually question, am I going to be able to make it?
Hey, our restaurant business is tough as it is,
mm-hmm.
but the last 2 years, challenging, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Getting creative, offering comfort food specials, making people more happy.
Yeah, the outdoor cafe, it helps too, where people are more likely to sit outside during that time.
Yeah,
it was a perfect time to open it.
Yeah, absolutely was. I want to hear more about Catch 35. You have live performances. You have a happy hour. I always like happy hours, so I want to talk about that. And also, I want to talk about the new proposal that the city of Chicago has for restaurants. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? We will hear your views on all of that. And is it difficult really operating a restaurant in the city of Chicago? We were talking off the air about restaurants that are leaving the city. Other businesses, too. It's just sometimes so frustrating. How do you feel about that? We'll take your calls if you have any. And that is 312-981-7200. I have some text about the sardine bar, too. Uh-huh. And we'll read those when we come back. A lot to do when we come back on WGN Radio, Steve Dale's Other World, our restaurant feature, features one of the best, Catch 35. They're at 35 West Wacker Drive. That figures, doesn't it? And they now have an outdoor patio as well. You have live entertainment there, and the cool thing is you don't charge people extra for that. I love that.
No. It's right now, the live entertainment is Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah.
We feature three of those nights as live jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And then every Thursday night, we just bring in any kind of special band.
Like Michael Jackson. So the show featuring Michael Jackson is right down the street. And in fact, I mention that because you have a good deal. If you're going to see a show right down the street, and there are a couple of theaters, the Goodman is right there, Niederlander Theater is right there. I'm all about the parking. And you've got a good deal for parking.
For sure.
We do. I mean, we do have valet parking Wednesday through Thursday.
And that's okay, but you have a better deal.
But the deal that we have... $14 validated parking at 181 North LaSalle. You bring your ticket to us, and your server will put a stamp on it, and there you go.
There I go. I have always wanted a stamp on things. So tell me, if I were to come in to Catch 35 and order a seafood item, what should I order that people might not think about? It might even be a daily special.
I mean, I always push people towards the tuna, the yellowfin tuna. It's excellent. We prepare it sashimi style, sliced real thin. We do a yellowfin tuna poke nachos, which are a little different. It's a great appetizer. It's also on our bar menu during happy hour as well. We do a grilled tuna. It comes with a chive pot sticker with Chinese leeks in it. It's great. It's a lot of great, yummy things on the menu.
We serve some really nice halibut. People really love one of our preparations, which is sweet and sour halibut.
Hmm.
Really good.
Now, they say seafood, Sam Berngard, and clearly for you, this has happened because it makes people smarter. Clearly, by talking to you, I can tell you are the smartest person ever.
Okay. Well, I would definitely agree with that.
I figured you might. Right. You know, but there is something about seafood that is, I mean, it's a healthy, healthy choice. However, that is not all that you have on your menu.
Well, one new item, it's a great combination, kind of like a surf and turf.
Yeah.
We do a bacon-wrapped scallop slider.
That sounds
really
healthy.
Good item.
Yeah, it's a great sandwich.
Yeah. So, the city of Chicago, is that a good thing? Is that a hindrance? Is that a help? So, Chicago now wants, our mayor, Mayor Johnson wants and is supportive of this idea that I'm not quite completely understanding, but it has to do with a full wage, and it's an automatic service charge that people would be charged. Is that how that works, Sam, or will work if it passes? And we've got a couple of aldermen coming in later in the show. I'll ask them about that, and I'll offer your perspective, which is?
I better not see the aldermen when they come in.
No, you won't.
It's a good thing that I'm talking about it and not my other partner, the business end of it.
Because why? It's really going to change.
What really goes on in the restaurant. I think it's going to have a negative effect on, obviously, the bottom line. Things are hard enough as it is lately. I don't think the servers will like the fact that they will be getting service charges as opposed to tips. And I understand that inflation, and we all have to make some money, but they need to be careful when they're making this decision.
Okay, so we're dancing around this a little bit. So, and I want to understand it as much as anything else. So the idea is that there would be an automatic service charge.
Right,
and
right.
And that the wage for the servers would go up significantly, as well as vacation time and some other things?
Correct, yeah.
All right, and instead then, I wouldn't be giving a tip at all. And you know what? I can kind of see, and I want you to comment on this, potentially for a small neighborhood restaurant that has servers that, typically people leave a buck or two if they're lucky, I can understand that. But for a restaurant like yours, which is at the completely opposite end of the spectrum, getting lots of tourists as well, getting business people maybe on a business account who can leave a fair amount of money. Actually, the restaurant loses, the wait staff loses, everybody loses.
There's excellent servers that go above and beyond to make your dinner or your lunch special. And I feel like giving just a blanket amount to that kind of just makes their job maybe a little less special. Maybe not extra effort into that.
Obviously, they're just now talking about this bill, so
maybe
the alderman can clarify.
Or maybe there can be some sort of compromise. You know, as I said, for a little neighborhood place, an ex-neighborhood, I can see, potentially doing something like that.
Right. Well, that's where the Illinois Restaurants Association will come in, trying to broker like some sort of compromise.
All right, so lots of text here agreeing with you guys, saying this is not a good idea, is the essence of what they're saying. I'm not going to read them all because there are too many of them. Going back to the sardine bar that I was talking about earlier. Yes, it was the owner of Treasure Island who owned the sardine bar at 680 North Lakeshore Drive. It's a shame they were not able to record those shows because they had all these performers. Do you remember a singer named Pia Zadora? Probably not. Nobody does. But I remember seeing her there, and these other performers of the day were performing there. It was an amazing place. Love the Gold Star Sardine Bar, top notch. They had a secret door. I don't remember that part. Do you guys have a secret door?
No.
No, not so much.
Right through the front door.
Right through the
nice
front door.
Nice big revolving door.
So another question to ask you guys. You are in the heart of downtown, essentially, right? Has it come back? Are tourists back, and are the suburbanites back? What do you think?
I don't think it's back to pre-COVID, but definitely back from where it was a few years ago.
Do people still have... So the good news is, I want your perception of this. To me, it's busier, because I'm downtown all the time. It's busier than it's been, say, compared to 6 months ago or a year ago.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
That in itself, to me, makes me feel more comfortable and safer. What are customers telling you?
Well, last night I had dinner with a well-known real estate person in Chicago. And
you bought this building?
Yeah. Right.
No?
You know, he thinks Mondays, Fridays, they're not coming back to work. They're working at home.
Mm-hmm. But that's true for all over the country to a great
degree. Correct,
yeah.
Yes.
So it's not only a Chicago thing, which is sometimes what people don't understand, but those other days in between that you mentioned, there is a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday
yes,
in there.
And that, yeah. That has drastically increased in sales.
Yeah, drastically.
Yes.
That's good to hear. Are you open for lunch?
We are.
Are you finding lunchtime is busier than it was, again, just 8 months ago or some such
just
thing?
Just in the last month.
Really?
Picking up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The weather might have something to do with that, too, in Chicago. And you have the outdoor patio right there. Is that
great lunch specials as well. $13.95 small plates, $15.95 lobster roll. It's the best in the city.
Where do you get your lobster from? Or let me say that again because I'll sound like Boston for a moment. Lobster. Where do you get it from?
We get the lobster from Boston. So
do you really?
Yeah. It's
So it's got to be lobster.
Yeah, it is. It's butter poached. Dress it with a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of minced celery, and then put it on a butter-toasted brioche bun. There's a few out in the kitchen left still, I think. I don't know if they ate them all yet. But
I doubt any of it is left.
The
problem
great.
With me being in the studio is that I'm here. The food's way down there, so I'm not getting the food, but that's just fine. Tell me about desserts.
Desserts are all made in-house. We do a cheesecake. We just started this blueberry tart. Comes with a peach gelato. And they obviously we have our key lime pie. It's a seafood restaurant staple. Ours is a little bit special.
What is the connection there? Is it Florida? Is it?
You know, I don't know the history on it.
Yeah.
But I just know that every seafood place has a signature key lime pie.
And you make your own as well?
We do. Yeah, graham cracker crust. We're pressing it down and whipping the eggs, and it's a whole thing.
So we have about a minute left here. So are you watching the Bear?
I've watched both seasons of The Bear, yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
My wife and I love it. It's great. It's very entertaining. It's kind of sensationalized.
Kind of, or
look
just
at,
a little bit?
I would say kind of. Yeah.
Okay. It's,
I mean, there's some yelling and screaming that go on in kitchens and drama, and you know, kitchens historically bring in you got to be a little off to want to work in this business to begin with. So,
agreed.
Check out this business.
Yeah.
You're 35 West Wacker Drive. That's your city location. Again, I'm all about the parking. So that is a good deal. Do you have to let people know in advance, or you just show up with the parking tag?
All you have to do is show up with your ticket.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So if the restaurants were blank empty in Chicago, you want better business always. But I'm telling you, I know. I have to make reservations if I go to Catch, and I do go to Catch before I go to the theater. So I know that you need to make reservations because you are not empty by any means. And that's true for most of the restaurants around this general area. You know, someone's going to those restaurants. Where's your Naperville address?
35 South Washington, right in the heart of downtown Naperville.
Okay. Catch 35. I'm glad I caught you guys. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Appreciate it.